Radio Prague News.
The new justice minister has cast doubt on the appointment of corruption prosecutor Lenka Bradáčová as Prague High State Attorney. The president has signed a law allowing the army to use radio scramblers, and heavy storms and torrential rain have caused numerous problems in the northern parts of the country. President Václav Klaus confirmed deputy chairman of the Civic Democratic Party, Pavel Blažek, as the country's new justice minister in a ceremony at Prague Castle on Tuesday morning. In a speech, Mr. Blažek cast doubt on any appointment of Lenka Bradáčová, a highly respected prosecutor and anti-corruption crusader, to the post of Prague High State Attorney. The new minister said he would not be taking orders from the Supreme State Attorney or following in the footsteps of his predecessor, both of whom he insinuated were controlled by regional politicians. Pavel Blažek replaces Jiří Pospíšil, whom the prime minister controversially sacked last week, criticizing him of poor financial management. However, many have speculated that the decision was actually meant to block the imminent appointment of Bradáčová. The president has signed an amendment to the Armed Services Act that will allow the army to use radio scramblers for training purposes. According to the new law, the devices can only be used under set conditions and when necessary for training, particularly for foreign missions. The same law also simplifies the sending of planes with humanitarian aid, which can now be decided on by the Defense Ministry rather than the entire government. Heavy storms and torrential rain overnight are reported to have caused numerous problems in the northern parts of the country. High winds brought down power lines in Trutnov, Náchod and Hradec Králové, leaving hundreds of people without electricity. A number of smaller roads have had to be closed down due to local flooding, and cellars were inundated. No injuries were reported. More storms of equal intensity are expected Tuesday night. The zoo in Liberec is now home to three baby white tigers. The rare cubs were born to their four-year-old mother on Sunday morning. The births mark only the second successful attempt at breeding white tigers, the last having been 10 years ago. The same animal bore three cubs last year but failed to care for them, and the breeders did not intervene and allowed the tigress to learn on her own, a decision they say Sunday's birth proved to be the right one. The zoo's tiger pavilion has been closed to the public as a precaution, but can be watched on a television screen elsewhere in the zoo. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions should be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and heat storms, daytime highs of 24 to 28 degrees Celsius. My name is Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.